local railroad site, the Universal.
Slightly changed. Sorry. First of all, thank you very much for invitation. Professor Kondo told me that speaker should repeat any important things. So as the last speaker, I, on behalf of all participants, I would like also thank to the organizers, especially Professor Noriko Yui, as a chair, she's a chair, you are chair. All organizers. Yeah, this is a very exciting and inspiring conference, and during talk and also private discussion, I learned many interesting open programs. That was very nice. And so, I again thank you for organizing that. Thank you very much. And I think I state already most important statement, so I can also finish, but it's not so good. So maybe I should start. And I'm sorry, the acknowledgement is not in this because this put before. And so, introduction. And everything in my talk is over the complex number field. And Vera, 1988, he proves following very pretty result. I'm not quite sure this is very important or not, but this is very pretty. And what he proved is that let X be, I wrote this also W here, is hypersurface of multi degree 222 inside product of three P1s. And assume this is generic. Then in the last talk, as in the last talk, generic also implies that this is non-net arrested locus, so Picard number is 3, and coming from total space, and also W is K3 surface. And what he observed is that in this case, we have obvious projections from X to 2, two factors, J, where I, J, K is just 1, 2, 3. And this is multi-degree 2, 2, 2, so this is 2 to 1 map. And then we have here, iota K, covering involutions. So we have three covering involutions on X. And what he observed is that under this generic condition, automorphism is exactly generated by these three involutions. And they have no, of course this is involution, so this is identity, but no further relations. So this is G mod free product of three copies of cyclic group of order 2. Vera observed this theorem, and I think people who were in the school, if you just notice this, then I hope everyone can prove by yourself now of this theorem. I hope. And if you are interested in but not proved by yourself, then please consult my paper in the last section. I hope it is true. And what? And this is a very pretty example, but this example and also its variant often used as very handy and visible examples, especially in complex dynamics. So complex dynamics studies given point how point how looks like the orbit of the point. And for example, McMurrin write down some real picture of special point and take a special point and plot the orbit. And this is a very beautiful picture, for example, in McMurrin's paper. And also, not exactly this example, but this cousin is also considered now called dynamics. And then considering Q rational point and consider height functions and so on, how it behaves. This is like Silverman. See? And so this is pretty examples, and also Siboney, he's also a complex dynamics people, and he asked some nice interest. Higher dimensional Calabi-Yau manifold, or please find some kind of example. And my talk today is somehow inspired by his work. And so, if you look at these equations, then you you immediately reach hypersurface of multi degree 222 in n plus 1 copies of P1. Then, and of course, n is greater than or equal to 3 now. Then, if this is smooth, but for later purpose, I take this is generic one. Then, xn is then Calabi-Yau manifold of dimension n. Here, Calabi-Yau manifold several times appeared in this conference, but each person takes slightly different, slightly different definition. So my definition here is exactly same as your fundamental group is trivial and no global holomorphic form until dimension. And dimension, highest dimensional case it is vanishing. I take this as a definition. Then by Lechet theorem, also by using easy vanishing theorem, this is certainly Calabi-Yau manifold. And of course, structure of this is quite similar as this one. So you might consider the projection to the product of nth factor, but here k means kth factor is removed. Then this is n dimensional, and as exactly as before, this is 2 to 1 map, and we have covering involution. Iota k, and k can be varied 1 to n plus 1. So maybe then you might think that this no white shock, okay. Then how you think this is true. This is you should not answer. How do you think this is true or not? Not know? Ah, I know. and first theorem is theorem one. That under the above assumption and. I'm sorry, I forgot. This is not so important to me, but the one interest of this group is that this is highly non-commutative in the sense that it contains free product of 2G. And such a group, this is a number of generators and order is minimum. So this is very handy too. But actually, unfortunately, this become trivial. But still something remains, and birational automorphism group is exactly generated by these n plus 1 involution, and it is really free product. And so that this is no relations. This is somehow quite different from surface case and higher dimensional case. And finally, this I'll explain later. And the Morrison, Kawamata's movable cone conjecture is true for this is I'll explain this later, movable effective cone. This is sitting R i.e. finite rational polyhedral cone as its fundamental group. And here, fundamental group means fundamental. No. Fundamental domain. Fundamental domain means the orbit of this space under birational group is covered full space, not take closure. And different if element here is not identity, then there are no intersection with. So maybe it's better. This means. Is covered by delta and interior is empty for strict meaning. And in some sense, now birational complex dynamics for birational automorphism is also started by Sigourney and others. So this can be some handy examples for to check orbit and so on for birational automorphisms, I guess, because this is very simple. But nevertheless, this is highly automorphism is highly small, and so compared with this, I have some. I'm not so satisfied only this one. And second, so and remark. Is that this example is more generally, this is a Fano manifold, special Fano manifold, and this is nothing but anti-canonical member of Fano. And so let V be a Fano manifold of dimension Fano equal to 4 and assume X is anti-canonical member which is smooth. Then I can show that always, this is most standard way to construct. Then this is Harabial n-fold in our sense. But unfortunately, in this case, automorphism group is always finite. This is completely different from case to case. And the reason is by Collard. Under this assumption, iota is the natural inclusion of V. Then, of course, by Lefschetz theorem, this is Lefschetz theorem, but also inside here, ample cone. Very precisely saying, after tensorizing R, ample cone is also isomorphic to X. Induce, this natural map induces isomorphism of amplicon. But amplicon of Fano manifold is by the cone theorem. It is finite rational polyhedral cone. So this is also finite rational polyhedral cone. So you can take all primitive one-dimensional edge and take some. Then it becomes ample and preserved by all automorphisms. Because automorphism preserve amplicon. So it's high multiple embedded in very large projective space of this. But then, because that is invariant, so automorphism of X then comes from the automorphism of very high embedding of Kola proves this high multiple. Then everything comes from PGL action from here, but because no global tangent, so it is closed algebraic subgroup of PGL, which is of dimension zero, so it is finite. This is an argument. So from Fano manifold, this construction does not give any new examples of automorphism of of infinite orders. On the other hand, in this for X2, this is the surface case, then Picard group is just generated by the pullback of 301 from first factor, second factor, and third factor, and this is equal by genericity. And inside here, amplicon, this is again, explained in Professor Kondo's talk, and it is easy to see that this has no rational curve. This is exactly the same as positive cone. But ample cone of, so, like this, positive cone, but ample cone from the ambient space is just polyhedral of this one. So ample cone is become bigger here. So this is difference. And this difference is the main difference. And so maybe I can erase. But in this consideration, I have some very lucky situation because I have an opportunity to work with Professor Stefan Schreier to construct NKS manifold. And NKS manifold is very difficult to construct as his lectures shows. But in so this says that in general, find and of in odd X is much harder than to find in Bill X if X greater than or equal to 3. This is some. So, by rational automorphism is more easy to find, but by regular automorphism is, at least for me, more difficult. But fortunately, with Professor Stefan Schreier, Umlaut is okay. So this is in some sense mistake. But so what we found is that let S be an indicate surface. And consider a Hilbert scheme of length n on K3 surface that is just ideal sieves of OS such that n. This is a point a Hilbert scheme of n point. Then this itself is not this is just cyclic group, but then the universal cover is Calabi-Yau to n-fold. In our strict sense. Proof of this is not so difficult once we notice this, because we calculated the chi two from here, and also k trivial. So by follow from Bogomolov decomposition theorem. But as one of the main topics of this conference seems that the NDK surface is very rich and very high symmetry. And so and and in this case, for example, if S is generic, then as Professor Kondo's lecture shows that automorphism S is this is S free part. This is this is preserving Hodge, positive cone and E8 such that so maybe okay. And is in is two divisible. Eight. This is then for example from here I can take this lattice I take E1, E2, this is like this one, and this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like this, and take this V. Then here we have three three decompositions plus orthogonal and also one, and E3 takes, and I take E1 in the positive boundary of positive cone, then this and also all are here U, and according to this decomposition, I consider identity plus minus identity. Here also identity plus minus identity and identity plus minus identity in the second factor. Then this clearly satisfies this condition and these correspond automorphism of case any case surface. And likewise, these three, we get three automorphisms. And very nice part of Hilbert scheme is that Hilbert scheme is a canonical, or by definition, group action biregularly extend to Hilbert scheme. This is important, and I remark after I explain. then induces biregular automorphism on Hilbert NS. So we have then each can be not uniquely, but we have a lift on the universal cover. And point is that now, and in this construction, one fact is that the similar way as I explained here, this is certainly exactly Wara types automorphisms. And here in I find this in during the stay in Hanover. At that time I gave wrong proof, so I correct proof. And this is non-canonical, but either, because this is a lift, tau or identity. Here tau is a NS, because this is lift. But if this is the case, then is 4, and action is free, because this is free action. But then we can consider quotient manifold, and which is under this condition, is 4 over 2. This is not integer, and this is contradiction. This is 2. So this is identity. And then G2 subject to iota 1, iota 2, iota 3 tilde, but then this subject 3, which is again free product and no relation. So all isomorphism. So this says what? So ああ、そうです。Theorem 2. I already gave a proof that S is generic in the case. Surface, then and here this gives one example of biregular version of Beller's examples. And so, this is not only Felker, so we have some. And but this is sort of remark.This is as Professor Nikulin, asked if S tilde, this is, for example, universal cover, then we have here, from here we have Hilbert scheme of Kessler surface, which is hyperkähler manifold. And from here we haveS, and unfortunately, this is just a rational map of degree 2n. Then, because this is simply connected, we have also here rational map. This is degree 2, degree 2n minus 1 here.Our Karabiyau. So this Karabiyau has quite similarity with hyperkähler manifold, which we have many tools, for example, Bobby-Bogomol form and so on. And so this Karabiyau looks quite close to hyperkähler manifold. In some sense, this is close to hyperkähler manifold. And my question is,Of more interesting. So, because this is a series of even dimensional Karabiyau manifold, which is canonically constructed, so I wonder if there is hidden some interesting geometry for this Karabiyau manifold.And, and another thing, this is more mathematical question. Mark, this is also Professor Kondo. He shows that if S is NDKS, so automorphism group ofis always infinite, even if and our question is of course that generic case it's okay, but any or not, this is sort of n is one case. N is one case is infinite, and how about this case? is introduction. And finally, I explain. Return back to the situation. What is Kawamata Morrison's Kohn conjectures? I explain. So, Morrison. Kohn conjecture. The following conjecture. For simplicity, I just formulate this for Calabial N folds. And then, very important thing is that X that G induced rational self map of degree 2 is always isomorphic in codimension 1. So linear system does not change under this is because both k is trivial and x is smooth, or x is q factorial terminal, then same true. And in that case, so this implies that this is canonically isomorphic to, so pullback and bilateral pullback is now same because this is isomorphic in codimension 1. This is always isomorphic. So, and also isomorphic in codimension 1, this means if MD has no fixed component, then, because this is only different in very high codimensional part, so this is also no fixed component. Such a divisor D is called movable. And another thing is that if G is inside automorphism, this is related to some questions in the lecture before. This is equivalent to saying that G ample is also ample. So ample Kohn never keep under automorphism groups. Never kept under bilateral automorphism, which is not biregular. So this is if I'm not quite sure this is a good picture. If G is not in out, then ample Kohn goes to completely different part of Kohn. And keeping in this mind, Morrison's Kohn conjecture is that automorphism of X acting on ample Kohn, but maybe take closure and effective Kohn. This is generated by effective divisors. Over R. Then this clearly acts here. Then this action has some finite fundamental domain. The Kohn conjecture. And this has some origin from mirror symmetry, but I'm very poor to explain this, so this is just interesting as really purely algebraic geometric sense. For example, if this is true, then fiber space structure is finitely many up to automorphisms follows from this. So we have many. And then Kawamata's conjecture. This says that exactly the birational version of this. So now birational automorphism, the space which naturally acts is the movable cone closure, is the closure generated by movable divisor with R coefficient. And then for some reason, this is effective cone. So please keep that all movable divisor is effective, but we take closure, so it is not obvious all element in the closure is also effective or not. Then, naturally, then there exists domain finite, rational finite. This is the conjecture. Now I explain all terminology appeared in this. And now I already proved the second theorem, so I just sketch a proof of the first theorem. First theorem you already forgot. that xn is 2. This is generic, and here peak xn is just ci. And another important thing is that easy, as for example, one can directly prove this or use Polar's result I already mentioned. We have this anyway. This I use later. And most important thing is that iota k, this is birational involution with respect to the projection to the case factors. These are all what I mean. Yeah. Just I explain very brief outline of proof of theorem 1. Most important thing is that each birational involution has two meanings. Once we notice these two meanings, then proof is almost clear. First meaning is group theoretical. And second meaning is in the log MMP. And this leaves geometric, so-called geometric representation of Hochstetter group. And this somehow uniformly controlled no relation, but the important thing is that I found this behind of my group. Before it, Professor Schutt gave me a very elementary, elegant, direct proof of given matrix has no relations or not. And I'm very surprised, so, and I wonder why this is true. Then I reach this. So his contribution is crucial. And this part is flop. And I explain this too. And then almost maybe Poincarian part is a bit okay, but this case first I'd like to precisely what is flop. It's a special kind of birational transformation plus x bar x pi pi plus, where pi is projective and small. This means no divisor contract, and there exists some, this case both are same, but ample, and and relative Picard number is 1. So this is generator, and also small, and for this H plus ample. We call such a diagram flop, and so this is and this I wrote this. So this is then isomorphic in codimension 1. Of course, so this is clear. And once we get this data, this part is uniquely determined up to isomorphism. So we call this also as a flop. And in this sense, this is flop is some sort of, this is a flop. This is an atom of birational map. And in the sense that following the theorem, very important theorem by Professor Kawamata, says that YF, this is birational, and x, y are minimum. This means q factorial terminal singularities with neck canonical divisor. Then f is composite of finite flops. Plus last automorphism. So very precisely that this map is decomposed like this, and finally this is isomorphic, connected like this. And And for this, the following is observation is all. And first lemma. Sorry, lemma one is this one. Yes? This is any dimension, any dimension. Kx just mess. This is enough. Yes, yes. Professor Kawamata used Bilka-Cassini, Hakon-McCarnand result and estimation of length of rational curves. This action is is following matrix. This is just numerical calculation and easy. And here, case part, this part is just two, minus one, two, and then one, zero, zero, one. This is also case part. And I have no time to explain this, but this matrix, this matrix I wrote m n plus 1 k, then goes to GL. Okay, maps to K, but transpose. This is so-called geometric representation of this Coxeta group. And this is more generally we can consider a natural angle, and using by angle we can define linear representation, and this is injective. This is a special case of representation, and this is precisely this matrix. So from here these have no relations. And first I asked Professor Matthias Schutt that whether or not this matrix has relation or not. I cannot solve by myself, but he has very elementary elegant proof, and please ask him. And, but anyway, behind this calculation, geometric representation of Coxeta group appears. And from here, we notice that HK, this is only one part is minus, plus others. So what this means? This means we have X, and we have PK, one, then take Stein factorization, then birational action here is biregular, because Stein factorization is a unique object coming from function field. So slightly shift, slightly different view of this involution is like this. This is pk bar, pk bar, and x bar. And here we have really biregular involution k bar. But then consider this map. This is plus is iota k inverse and pk bar. Then here we have h, but h somehow goes to this is pk ample, but this goes to because of this sign hk, this is anti-ample. And it is easy to show that relative critical number is both 1 because this gives by phase contraction of dimension n. Also given by very large multiple of this free. So this is relative dimension 1. So this is flop. So under this diagram, IK is flop. And flop is flop can be only possible from extremal contraction, which is codimension 1 faces, set of codimension 1 faces of ample cone of X. But as I told you, this is just n plus 1, because because like if 3-dimensional, then 1, 2, 3. So which one-dimensional part will be removed. So this is number n plus 1. So all flops of X is iota k. So from here, hence, now I finish. Hence, and auto x, but it is easy to see that again by that structure. This is just comes from PGL P1 n plus 1 plus Sn plus 1. But this is 1. This comes from genericity. And not entirely trivial, but just by dimension count, we can find this is 1. And also that one. Now, free product. This is the main idea of proof of part 1 and 2. And now, this is time, and thank you very much. Special case, I think you can have automorphisms. This proof is exactly the same as generic genus 3 curve has no automorphism.
Can you solve, for example, the polynomial